Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. It's the afternoon show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Jack Fritz and Ike Reese hanging out on this Monday afternoon. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers with diamond engagement rings for every budget online, marks-jewelers.com. We got into a little bit of Sixers in that last segment, Ike. But Wednesday, Jimmy Butler comes to town. And, you know, I have this feeling, you know, I can kind of feel permeating through the city.
Uh-huh.
Again, you got to have a read for the fan base, and no one has a better read for that than me.
Right.
About this nervousness heading into the game on Wednesday. And sure, I get that the Heat have been around, and we've had our share of struggles with the Heat. But I got to be honest, like, I think they're going to roll on Wednesday. Like, I'm incredibly confident in this Sixers team. Like, I think we still use the Heat as this, you know, big bad wolf kind of thing. I don't think they have it anymore. Like, Jimmy Butler, I know you can't count him out totally in the postseason. He scored 20 points a game this year. They had a deep run last year. Like, how long can they continue to do that? I just don't see it with that Heat team this year.
Well, I hope the Sixers aren't looking at the Heat the same way you are, as if you don't have anything to be afraid of. And they are the boogeyman. They are the boogeyman of the Eastern Conference. And I guarantee you every team in the Eastern Conference, starting with the team with the best record in the Eastern Conference, views them as the boogeyman.
They're probably rooting for the
Yes. They do not want to play the Heat in the first round.
Well, actually, they're probably rooting for the Heat.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, they'd rather the Heat go play the Knicks. But to your point, Miami doesn't look that dangerous. But they never looked that dangerous. They were just in the NBA Finals last year out of the play-in where they went on to beat. Didn't they beat Milwaukee too?
Yes. With Giannis's hurt, yeah.
They beat Milwaukee and Boston.
Mm-hmm. And they lost the first play-in game, by the way.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. Yes, they lost the first play-in game. And then they had the – basically was on elimination from that point forward. There's something – the Heat culture is real. I respect it. I admire it. We're going to have to come play our best game tomorrow night. You know, we haven't seen Joel since he left the game. Now, he came back. Some could say that was off of adrenaline that he finished the game Saturday. He did not play Sunday. I was happy to see that he did not play Sunday. Had no business being out there after what happened Friday night in that game. But the fact of the matter is we haven't seen him. So I don't know if he's limping. Is there soreness there? Like, is he okay to go tomorrow night at 100%?
It's the biggest thing that you know, it's the biggest thing heading to the game. Because if he's not, that obviously changes things. I kind of –
Because he's going to play, and the Sixers would be – don't get me wrong, and I don't need WIP putting this out there on our Twitter handle or anything.
Porter.
Is that they could play better if he's completely out of the lineup. Because they've gotten used to playing without him. But if he's hobbled and he's in there, now how do you play off of him when you're used to running everything through him as your number one option?
Yeah, I mean, but to be fair, they were, what, 5 games under 500 in the games that he misses?
Yeah.
I know that they technically played without him, but
mm-hmm. I don't mean they're a better team without him. I'm just saying they could be better in a single game if he's not 100%.
So
you can almost hurt. He's going to play. That's. I'm just saying it may look disjointed if he's not a true offensive force and he's just out there.
Yeah, and it would be disappointing if he is, because one of the talking points heading into the postseason or heading into this round is this is the healthiest Joel Embiid has looked, mm-hmm. or the healthiest Joel Embiid has been. His legs are fresh. And when he got hit on Friday, it was like, well, this is exactly what couldn't happen heading into the postseason is here he is hobbled, and he's not out there ready to go. I think people are getting so worked up about the Heat. Like I'm more confident than I am nervous heading into Wednesday.
Yeah, I'm not worried about the Heat at all. If I see the big fella and see that he's fine, I'm good. I'm with you. They'll beat the Heat tomorrow, and they'll cover. It's a 4.5-point game right now. But, I mean, there is something to Miami being a tough, mentally tough team. Mm-hmm. Jimmy sort of conserving energy until this time of the year. This has been done intentionally by him. You know, not playing as much, not playing as many games. He likes to ramp up this time of the year because he feels like he can go on that run. He wouldn't be able to do that if he had to carry the team every night during the regular season. So he believes that mentally, and so do the team. So they know that they're a dangerous team. It's one thing when you're a lower seed and you're like, oh, we're just happy to be in, but we don't really have a chance. These dudes have made finals runs from this spot in the playoffs. No. So but the good thing is they won't be single eliminated. So they're not playing with desperation as if their season is over with.
Right. And, you know, the one thing that's going to be really important about Wednesday is get off to at least a pretty good start. You know, going down early and Jimmy Butler's kind of jumping around, that takes Wells Fargo Center from excited to tight really, really fast. Because that's what happened, you know, game 7 of the Philly series where, you know, they went down a little early. You could just sense the ballpark getting mm-hmm. tight. That's what would happen, because obviously there is history between Sixers and Heat. I don't feel it from the Heat team this year. And I think I'm definitely more confident than nervous heading into the game on Wednesday. Do you feel better that it's one game or a series? Like if it was a series, do you think that the Sixers have a better chance of losing versus the one game?
Nah, I don't know. I mean, the Miami Heat team, it's really more about their mental toughness than anything. Is the Miami Heat team, they haven't been impressive since since LeBron and Dwayne Wade were playing there. Like, mm-hmm. they haven't been impressive, but they still have gone to two. They've gone to two more NBA finals than the Sixers have, and they've had better rosters. So, like, that doesn't matter.
Right, right. 215-592-9494. How do you feel about Sixers Heat?
Eric Spoelstra in the damn Heat. I know. Every time.
Every year. Again, they're like the
Bulls. That's why let's get rid of them this first game and be done with them. We don't have to worry about them.
Until they're the 8th seed.
Right. Then go beat Boston.
And then we'll see them in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Exactly, yeah.
Because what's on deck?
Oh, we would have to see them again, wouldn't we?
Probably, yeah.
I'm just saying, you don't reseed,
yeah.
No, you're right. They would go play the 1 seed.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. But I'm the good part is, and because this is setting up as a good little run here for the Sixers, if they can do the right thing and beat the Heat on Wednesday, because then you get the Knicks. Sixers-Knicks, I mean, when was the last time we even had that as a playoff? Have we ever had a Sixers-Knicks playoff round?
Not that I can remember.
Yeah.
Not in my memory, we've never had Sixers-Knicks.
You have all the Nova kids, you know, on that Knicks team. Jalen Brunson's taking it to another level. Sixers-Knicks would be a lot of fun. Spike here.
Who's guarding Jalen Brunson?
That would be Kyle Lowry. That would be De'Anthony Melton, if he ever comes back from his back injury.
Jalen Brunson is averaging 35.
Yeah. No, Brunson's a monster.
Yeah. I'm just saying, in this, we don't have anybody to guard him.
No. No, we don't. No, we don't. But listen, Brunson and Bede, it's a good little thing. So
yep.
I really hope we get Knicks Sixers, because I think a 7-game series of those two will be a lot of fun. And
yeah, why won't we get Knicks Sixers?
Well, I'm saying as long as they beat the Heat. You know, if they lose the Heat, then they got to go face the Celtics.
I'm sure you do hope we get Knicks Sixers. Sixers. You said that as if there was a better option out there somewhere.
No, I'm just selfishly, I'm rooting for Knicks Sixers. Like, it'll be a good little battle going back and forth. And if they lose on Wednesday, Friday night comes into question because we have the big Bad Bunny concert, which I know you can't wait for. So they might have to move the game or something. I don't know what they're going to do, but there's a lot of implications. All gets underway Wednesday night, and listen, they're going to beat the Heat.
Real quick, shout out to everybody that hit me up on Twitter to let me know what WIC stood for, as I could not remember what it stood for. And yeah, I was completely off base. Women, infants, and children. That's what WIC stood for.
Women, infants, and children.
Is it still around? I'm not asking you because I know you don't know.
I don't.
That's more or less to the people out there who know what I'm talking about. I don't even know if Wick is still around.
I don't know either.
Yeah, I have no idea. I don't know either. But women, infants, and children.
For the powdered milk.
Man, powdered milk, that Dry Kicks cereal, that 5-inch block of government cheese that you almost need to take a blowtorch to melt it. That's how thick it was.
Yeah.
We loved it, though.
I'm sure you did.
My sources say it's still around.
It is still around. Okay. Correct. Okay. Your sources, okay.
That's what I'm told.
Google. Okay.
I like that.
That's good. Government cheese doesn't sound like the most appetizing cheese.
Yeah, I can tell you. But we had it with everything, though, brother.
I'm sure you did.
We had it with everything.
Yeah. Chuck's in Mount Airy. What's happening, Chuck?
Hey, yo, what up, Ike? What's up, Jack?
What's up, Chuck?
Hey, listen, man, inside of the year belongs to me, okay? I'm going to get into that. So, you know, Howard asking you to stand clear, you know, Spike, stand clear. You know, Elliott Shore Park, stand clear. Chuck Mount Airy called the Devontae Smith signing. I sent you guys a text. I wasn't on point with the money, but I was close to it, all right? And I tell you,
you did have a source, Chuck. You did have a source. Now, if you said it on the air rather than in private text messages, I think you would be in on Insider of the Year.
But since he texted both of us, and we know he texted us, I think it was Thursday that he texted us or Friday.
4 years, $98 million is what Chucky Schefter says.
Yeah, but he texted us Thursday when I hadn't heard anything about it. So yeah, Chuck. Yeah, I got to give you Insider credit.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm coming for the inside of the year, though, but it's okay. Whenever you guys do the show,
are you running from somebody?
Make sure you throw my name in there, though. That's all. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Whether it's James Harden coming to the Sixers. You know what I mean? You know,
I told that
one that week, or it's rather the Eagles taking the offensive lineman this year in the first round. Now, I'm going to leave it at that, all right?
All right.
Okay.
Very disappointed.
I'm going to be incredibly disappointed.
Yeah, we're all are.
I will say, I trust your sources way more than O.G. Wade's. I mean, O.G. Wade's sources are just dreadful.
Well, yeah, you can't trust his, man. He said Isaiah Thomas was his cousin, man. Come on, man. Like, let's be for real here. You know what I mean? Like, but listen, here's the thing, though, right? The Phillies, I want to say something about the Phillies real quick, and I want to get on my Sixers. But the Phillies, you know, man, I want to believe, Jack, dude, come on, man. I think Bryce is hurt, first of all. I think Bryce back is hurt, and I ain't make no excuses for the guy.
Mm-mm.
You know, guy's a warrior, so he's playing through it. But he's not completely healthy. I can tell you that right now. He's not healthy. And Topper, he has a brain aneurysm because he can't get into his thick skull that Schwarber is not supposed to be leading off for this team.
There it is.
The minute he makes that switch, the minute the Phillies will go on
a run. They're going to be scoring 10 runs a night when they get their second best hitter out of the leadoff spot.
He's still going to be able to hit. But you know he'll be hitting with more people on base. Jack, it's common sense.
I know. I got you.
Don't let him frustrate you, Chuck. Don't let him frustrate you.
Yeah, it's like these guys. You think these are such a baseball mind? You just want to outthink everybody. You're like, just do the simple thing. Move the guy out of the lineup. It's not working. And pick my man. Bryce's shot.
He's knocking the cover off the baseball, Chuck.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. He might hit better than leading off, and then pick Trey Turner second. What do you have to lose, man? You know what I mean? The pitching is there. The bullpen is there. Change the lineup, Topper. Simple as that. Stop being stubborn. You know what I mean? Now, listen, Spike Lee, you got another disappointing loss coming to you, buddy. I don't know why we got to play this stuff.
You're not nervous about the Heat, are you?
Nah, that game's already won. That game's already in the bag. We gonna win this. Listen, this
don't
is the
do
hottest
this.
Team in the league right now.
No, you know what I mean? they might run the Heat out of the building. They're gonna smoke the Heat on Wednesday.
That crowd's gonna be rocking. It's gonna be like a playoff game. You know what I mean? That Magic game on Friday was good. I watched that game. That was like closest thing to a playoff game too. And they routed them, man. With Joel went out a couple times, I held my breath. But listen, the guy is the healthiest he's ever been going into the postseason. You know what I mean? He's gonna just get more healthy. He's going to get more, you know, more playing time under his belt, and then you know, the energy and all that will come, and the Sixers is going to be fine. I'm telling you. Listen, Spike Lee, you're going to have another disappointing loss coming to you, buddy, because you're going to be the Knicks, New York against Philadelphia in the first round. You couldn't ask for a better first round than that. You know what I mean? And I'm telling you, the Sixers right now, nobody wants to face the 76ers right now. This team is healthy. They hot. They got a coach that, you know, if you put him in the series, he can outcoach anybody in the East right now, including Spoelstra. This guy, that Nurse, is the best coach in the Eastern Conference right now. I'm telling you right now. Listen, Milwaukee got problems. They're going to get eliminated the first round. Indiana's winning that series. You know what I mean? And then, you know, the window is wide open for the Sixers right now. This is the basketball guys giving us a blessing. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
A blessing.
Yep.
For all the stuff that we went through as Sixers fans, all the losing, the tanking, haven't been on the second round since, what, 2010? You know what I mean? Haven't been to the finals since 2001. This is going to be a great year of basketball coming down the stretch. Watch when I tell you. I cannot wait till Wednesday to start it off, man. This is perfect. Perfect for us right now.
I'm beginning to feel worse about the Sixers' chances, but okay. I appreciate it. What's something you miss about your childhood?
Wait, well, hey, listen, I feel worse every day when you talk about the Phillies' chances. You know, I feel bad about the Phillies.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, you were laying it on so thick, I was like, this is going to backfire.
No, I'm not laying it on thick at all.
Oh, yeah. Nick Nurse is ahead of Spoelstra now. That's not laying it on thick.
Hey, well, listen, I got more things that I don't miss about my childhood than miss about my childhood. I mean, my mom would whip my ass, like, she whipped me so bad, DHS would be calling right now for her. Right now, man. God bless her. I love my mother to death.
God bless her, man.
Of course, she made me into the man I am today. And then, you know what I miss? Yeah, I don't miss waiting in that welfare line around the corner in December when it was freezing out. You know, to get
Talk to me, Chuck.
Yeah, the food stamps. Like, I'm not even talking about the card. I'm talking about the joints.
Yes, the actual stamps. Yes, not the debit card.
You rip that thing out and you go in and pay for what type of food you want. But if I must say I missed something, it'll be the nostalgia of food stamps back in the day.
Yeah, man.
Okay, appreciate it, Chuck. There you go.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I tell you, as you get older, you do, like, in the moment, you don't realize that you're struggling because everybody around you is struggling too. So you kind of look at it like, hold on, it's all the same. Like, we're all just living the same sort of environment. Like, that's just the way that it is. So it's not until you actually go experience other things and see other places that you realize, like, hold on, man.
We didn't have to do that?
Yeah, that wasn't normal?
Yeah, but at the same time, I mean, it made you who you are. I mean,
oh, dude, there's no doubt in my mind, dude. There's no doubt in my mind, man. That's why I can laugh. That's why I can laugh and reminisce on it and find joy in it, man, because it, like I said, in the moment you didn't realize it, but as you get older, you're like, yeah, that's how I got shaped, like who I am. And quite honestly, it made me someone that was always appreciative of anything that I got or achieved that wasn't necessarily a given. Right. So I appreciate just about everything versus taking things for granted.
Yeah.
Because I know what it's like not to have something. And then you're wishing. And you always got the cousins, right? We all got the cousins in the family who, both his parents got jobs. Both my aunt and uncle, they both got a job. They both still together. You know what I mean? And when it's time to get together on a holiday, this joker always got a new outfit on. And he got a Game Boy in his hand. He got something in his. Now, back then, it was the electric football game.
Oh, yeah?
You don't know nothing about the electric football, man. Oh, man. My first football game.
A Game Boy Color. That was the first one I had.
So, the electric football game may be one of the first handheld sort of games.
Oh, you guys are getting fancy in the 80s. Yeah, this handhelds?
Oh, believe me, you should have seen it, though. There were no, like, the actual figures. Yeah. It was just a line, like a little line.
And did you electrocute yourself, too, I'm sure?
I mean, no, man.
I mean, that kind of stuff back then, it's pretty crazy.
That's the electric football board game.
Right.
Where you just set the figurines on the board and cut it on and...
Yeah, I think I played that once.
Yeah, that one was stupid.
So I played it once, and like I think maybe my granddad or whatever. It was so fun. I was playing Madden.
Right.
Know? This is before.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Thanks.
But to have that game was classic, man. It was classic, man. It was great to have.
I also missed Tech. I never played Tecmo Bowl. I was just passing.
That was like the first 10-yard fight is the first. I think is the first football video game I remember.
Right.
I think 10-yard fight is. Tecmo Bowl came a little bit after.
Right.
And that was the Madden craze, Tecmo Bowl.
The original.
Yes, the original.
We'll go back to the phones here in one.
Super Tecmo Bowl.
In 1 second. But if you heard me talk about where to go for appliances, there's no better place to go than National Appliance Warehouse in tax-free Wilmington. Huge fan. Been down there a couple times now. And every time, I'm just blown away by a couple things. One, price is short. Price Assure, if you've heard me talk about it, it is revolutionary when it comes to finding the lowest price for you. You know, if Price Assure finds a lower price in a different appliance store, it instantly updates a tag to assure you that you are getting the lowest price possible. Tax-free Wilmington also helps with that. But it's not you're not getting anything cheap down there. We're talking about premium appliances and excellent customer service. That's the National Appliance Warehouse way. Price short and great, great, great customer service. You know, they take care of you when you walk in the door. Obviously, I walked in the door. Didn't really know what I'm looking for. They take care of you with their huge showroom, 15,000 square feet, everything out there for you to look at. And if you have any questions, they'd look to take care of you in 8 seconds or less. They are a phenomenal, phenomenal place. Spring into savings at National Appliance Warehouse. If you're in the market for GE appliances, GE is hot in the streets right now. They have an unmatched collection of GE, GE Cafe, GE Profile, and Monogram appliances. So get down to National Appliance Warehouse today. Check out nationalappliancewarehouse.com and tell them Jack Fritz sent you. It's been a while, but... Herb in the Northeast, what's happening, Herbie?
What's up, boy? What you up to, boy?
Oh, you're getting excited for the draft. We got Phillies baseball, all that stuff.
We ain't even talking about right now, we're talking about the 76ers.
Yeah!
And like I told you, Embiid, I told you he was coming back. You didn't believe me. Chucky boy, you were ripping him like 2-3 weeks ago. Here we go.
Where have you been, Herb? Where have you been?
Where have you been?
I've been at the Wells Fargo every day working like 13, 14 hours.
Man, you're a grinder.
Yeah, I got my second biggest paycheck coming this Wednesday. So, listen.
I'll send you my Venmo.
Girls better be ready.
We're gonna do this on Wednesday. I know that Tom Kelly boy, he better go put his face in a dirty trash can because I don't like what he was saying last night.
What was he saying?
Hold on, TK?
Why
did
a dirty
you say
trash
TK
can?
Put his face in a dirty
no,
trash
can? No, he wants to put his face in a dirty trash
that
can.
That boy thinks they're going to lose. He ain't no Sixers fan to me.
Screw you.
So anyway, Ike Reese, what do you think, Ike Reese, about them 76ers?
I'm all in, Herb. I'm all in, man. I'm back. I'm happy to be back. Joel is back. He looks good. And I say the sky's the limit. I really do. We're going at the least to the Eastern Conference Finals, Herb.
You're going to be working more 13 to 14-hour days at the Wells Fargo Center. We got a run coming, Herb.
I was riding right along with last night when he was leaving Aubrey. He was in his purple
Uber
and black car. He's got.
Now, you didn't hit him with your car, did you?
No, I didn't hit him.
All right, I just wanted to make sure.
He talks to me once in a while. But listen, Yeah, I like that deal this morning. 3 years, $75 million, Mr. Devontae Smith.
But Devontae.
Yeah, I like that.
Like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What are you liking for the draft? We haven't got much draft talk out of you.
I told you, man. I'm looking at possibly the Eagles are probably going
I'm looking at
down.
A threesome.
If the guys ain't there today, like, they're probably going to trade down.
No, we can't trade
not
down.
Not trading down, Herb. Nope, nope, nope.
No, they're not trade down, trade up.
There we go. There it is.
Yeah.
You know, what I'm saying is they're going to probably get, you know, another second round pick. So they got 3 second round picks, huh? And they can take Crowder. They can
get
take
2 second round.
They can take another linebacker. They can take maybe a tight end. Mm-hmm. That's, you know what I mean? So, you know, the
like
28th pick. They might be able to get a wide receiver there that they like.
What are they taking a receiver for, Herb?
I feel like I'm old Jeremiah Trotter Jr.
Need a third wide receiver or a number two tight end that can play in different positions. That's why, okay?
Okay.
That's why.
What have you seen from the Phil so far this season?
Look, like I told you last year and the last 3 or 4 years, since Harper's been here, as long as they play, they got to win 18 games, okay, times 6, that's 108. I give them a leeway the first month of the season, April. As long as they're 500, I'm not worried about them, okay? When it's warming up now, you see it's 86 today. It's warming up, and when it warms up, the pitchers start, you know, throwing strikes that you can hit.
Yep.
So the Phillies have to do 2 things. They have to get in a. They got to get in a hitter's count. You know what a hitter's count is, Jack?
I know what a hitter's count is. Yep.
2-1. They got to be in the hitter's count where they're getting the fastballs. Okay. And they
can't miss
them.
The fastballs.
And they rip them. Okay?
Yep.
Okay. Because the breaking pitches. Unless they have to be, if they're on, they got to be on it. You understand?
Yep.
And
Herb, real quick, because our side topic today is things you miss about your childhood. What was something you missed about your childhood?
What about my childhood?
Yeah, like what's something you reminisce about? What do you miss about it?
What I'm talking about in my book is I wish when I was like 14 or 15. I wish I would have joined some kind of boys club. Even though there wasn't really a lot of talk around the neighborhood and my parents really weren't into that kind of stuff and we were new to the neighborhood. So I had to find out once I got into high school about it more.
Okay.
But at that time it was too late. And, you know, I played ball, did what I had to do.
Right.
Hey, listen.
How's the book coming, Herb?
I've been too busy. I'm going to try to, after this week, I'll have more time to sit on it. Your boy Johnny Marks called me a couple days ago. I'm probably going to do a YouTube this tonight with him.
Uh-huh, nice. Okay.
A lot of people are asking about me.
I agree.
Oh, yeah.
We've been wondering where you were, too.
Yeah.
All right, Herb.
You realize absent makes the heart grow fonder. You stay away a little bit, we start to miss you a little bit.
Yeah, because you were getting a little fired up towards me, Herb. You know, I thought we were friends. All right, Herbie. Appreciate it, buddy.
Right,
we'll talk to you. There he goes. Herb in the Northeast. In and out.
Mm.
Excited to see him.
A lot going on there.
Yeah, it was. It was.
The whole childhood thing. He said he missed boys clubs?
Yeah, I couldn't tell what the girls and boys club?
I'm assuming that's what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Right?
There's
boys and
scouts.
Girls.
I mean, like, you know, could have done.
You mean boy scouts?
It could have been boy scouts.
Or did he mean just like, because then it sounded like he wished he had played for
little league teams
or travel teams.
Yeah, but we know him. I mean, he's a baseball guy.
I would have thought.
Yeah.
He said his mom and dad wasn't into it.
Right. Well, that just kind of kills it a little bit.
Yeah,
but come on, parents.
Your parents aren't necessarily into sports.
A little harder.
You know, I watched this Netflix thing on Ric Flair.
Okay.
Probably it's old. It's a 30 for 30. But his dad was a dentist, I believe, or a doctor or something. His mother, I don't know if she was a teacher or something else. Either way.
That doesn't seem like they would breed it.
They had no time for him with the wrestling thing.
didn't seem like it.
Yeah, they had no time.
And I'm glad we could rule out her hitting Kelly Oubre. I just want to make sure that.
We've ruled out everybody in the city of hitting Kelly Oubre.
Well, he's back now.
He's back. I'm just saying.
He's your third best player heading into the postseason.
That's what Joel said.
215-592-9494. Things you miss about your childhood for a chance to win in an Eagles 2024 draft hat and be qualified for an autographed Jalen Hurts Midnight Green Eagles jersey.
And Wick is still a thing.
We're learning so much today. It's great. The best answer by the end of the show will win. All of that good stuff. Plus, did we overrate the Phillies and a whole lot more? Speaking of the Phillies, I got a lineup idea that I want to run by you if the offensive struggles continue. And yes, it does involve a change to the leadoff spot. Don't miss that coming up next on the afternoon show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.